Good morning. This is Victor Kilo 6 Golf Oscar Mike, VK6GOM.
When you think of what a typical ham radio operator may look like, the image of a middle to elderly aged gent sitting in a dark, stuffy room surrounded by flashing audio equipment may spring to mind.
Calling on the bustle and repeater, see if anyone's available, over.
And for the most part, you'd be right.
Good morning, VK16GOM.
Tucked away in back rooms and sheds all over the world, men like 82-year-old Norman Gom, or as he's known on ham radio airwaves,
Victor Kilo 6 Golf Oscar Mike,
are busy keeping alive a hobby that kicked off not long after Marconi first invented radio.
Say again your call sign, over.
G'day, I'm Anthony Pansier. Norman Gom is the president of the Bunbury Radio Club in the southwest corner of Western Australia. He's one of more than 10,000 licensed amateur radio operators still dialing up the airwaves in Australia today. But what exactly is ham or amateur radio? Wikipedia describes it as the use of the radio frequency spectrum for the non-commercial exchange of messages. But for blokes like Norman, it's so much more.
No, I'm 82 years of age, and it's very important at this age that you keep your brain working. And I find that with amateur radio, it's a very technical hobby. And so I find that trying to understand and come to grips with the technology and get things organised really keeps my brain working, keeps it very active.
Roger Mike, yeah, this is VK6GOM. Yeah,
well, Roger, I started out life working, designing radios and television sets when I was a lad, and I just love radio. It's an intrinsic love, and it's very hard to explain. It's like you ask a fisherman why he goes spends hundreds of dollars going fishing, and when you could go to the shop and buy them a lot more cheaply. It's just, you just love doing it.
To date, what has been the most bizarre or unusual contact you've made?
Oh, I think probably Mongolia was... No, was it Mongolia? I'm just trying to think. Yeah, Mongolia was one that was always hard to get for me. I managed to get that, worked that station.
Just on that one in Mongolia then, how do you communicate? I mean, do they speak English or how does that work?
Well, most people on communications band speak English, and we use what's called the international alphabet, Alpha Bravo Charlie Delta, that sort of thing, the phonetic alphabet. Most people use that.
Up the road a bit in Bunbury, Richard Oxley, or
Victor Kilo 6 Papa Zulu Tango,
is tuning into the world from a makeshift table on the back veranda. He's relatively new to the ham radio scene, only taking up the hobby later in life.
How old were you when you got into it?
Crikey, probably my late 30s. Yeah, my dad had a CB radio on his truck in the UK, but I wasn't really allowed to use it very much, and it took till now to do it. I think just before my 40th birthday, I decided, right, I'm going to get my licence.
What do you get out of it? What's the kick in it for you?
For me personally, it's just trying to get it to work, trying to get a signal from here in WA as far as I can out into the world. And I've had very limited success so far. Just recently, I managed to get a contact, my first overseas contact, to California, in fact, in San Diego. It was very brief. It was... barely understandable either way, but we managed to exchange call signs and a signal report, and that was about it. But I managed to get all the way from there across Australia, the Pacific Ocean, and yeah, I did a little dance, but my wife wasn't very impressed. She just rolled her eyes and turned the telly back on, and but yeah, that's about the furthest I've gone.
What is the etiquette of a ham radio operator?
Oh, that's complicated. There are rules about how you call for a contact and how you respond to a contact. Because it's a licensed operation, you're not allowed to swear, you're not allowed to discuss politics. Obviously, there's no religion or financial gain involved as well, so...
So what do you talk about?
what do we talk about? The weather gets mentioned a lot. The weather, the temperature of how cold it is in your shack. But a lot of it is discussion of we exchange signal reports, what equipment we're using, how much power we're using to get into wherever we're talking to. And they're a group of guys, and they're called Rag Chewers, who'll just talk for hours about nothing at all.
And are you an out and proud ham radio operator? Would you tell people when you first met them, hey, I've got this little hobby, or?
I do keep it on the quiet. My friends and my colleagues at work do take the mickey out of me a lot. Yeah, they call me a geek and a nerd. And my neighbour across the street there, John, he always comes over when my antenna's up and makes fun out of my antenna.
Richard is... Oh, my apologies.
Victor Kilo 6 Papa Zulu Tango.
He's taking his ham radio hobby one step further, incorporating the nearly defunct system of Morse code into his nightly communique around the world.
So this is not somebody responding. This is probably an Indonesian fisherman.
It is very exciting, though. Like, you were tapping that out, and to get some sort of response, you know, it is quite exciting.
It is, but it's more frequently not. It's not a response to your signal.
Some poor fisherman out there going, "We just..."
And on it goes into the night. And thankfully, millions of ham radio operators, just like
Victor Kilo 6 Papa Zulu Tango,
all over the world, are refusing to let this curious little hobby die. Elder statesmen like
Victor Kilo 6 Golf Oscar Mike
are simply imploring the next generation to give it a go.
If someone came up to you today and said, you know, why should I get into this? What would be your sales pitch, really, for getting into ham radio operation?
You just love it. It's something you love. You're hooked on it. Yeah, that's it. You're gone.
Yeah, VK6 to you, VK6 to M going clear.